We're talking about the important stuff in the chat.
Excuse me. I'd like to remind all participants this conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. You may begin.
Thank you ever so much, Kelly. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody. This is the PPSAI call on the 21st of January 2014. Mm-hmm. On the call today, we have Graham Bunton, Todd Williams, Saturn Hammock, Tatiana Komsova, Griffin Barnett, Valeria Sherman, Alex Deacon, Steve Metalitz, Justin Macy, Don Blumenthal, Michaela Nalen, James Liddell, Tim Ruiz, Kathy Kleiman, Luke Soifer, David Heasley, John Horton, Roy Gillespie, and Volker Greiman. Suzanne Prosser has just emailed saying that she will be 20 minutes late to join the call. And as apologies, we have Osvaldo Novoa, Emma Campios, and Holly Raish. From staff, we have Mary Wong, Marika Koenigs, Joe Catapano, and myself, Natalie Peregrin. I'd like to remind you all to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you.
Okay. Appreciate you joining us here. I'm said having more fun with the chat than I think. Well, whatever. Just one question, in case the person is might post a chat item. Could M amend your name so we know who you are, or let us know? Okay. No, somebody listed there is just M, so hopefully we'll figure it out as we go along here. We've got the agenda on the right-hand side here. Already got through item one. I like that. I just wanted to have a brief discussion about the letters we plan to send out to be out of commission. This change would have happened at the end of last week, and it would have gone. But I wanted to at least open things up a little since we did go to the day before the meeting. As I said in my note, I think it's really important to get those things out so that we can, get the answers and incorporate them as we do our work. I'm not saying we wait 35 days, but we need to get them in so we don't go too far down the road and realize we did something critical. Just wanted to... thank you, Maria. Lay that out, and if we give people a chance to say anything, and then move on to looking at the mind map, work plan, and charter questions. And I think really those all evolve into one discussion. Okay, that was a short one. Thank you. Hopefully everything can move along as smoothly as we continue. Did you bring up the mind map document?
Don, this is Rika. Do you prefer me to share the PDF version, which may make it easier for people to zoom in and zoom out, or do you prefer me to share my screen so I can take notes, but it may be harder for people to read? If I put up the PDF, people can just look at it, and I'll still take notes, and I can set up an updated version after the call if that may make things easier.
I think to begin with, it would be useful to have the PDF. Mainly because I'm not sure that folks are familiar with mind map software. I've had that impression from some side discussion. I got that impression from some side discussions early last week. So I want to just go over the concept. I tried to find some demos, video demos that I could send out that showed MindMap software in there, a way we're going to use it. But I couldn't. I can foresee using it in the early phases of our project. I'm not sure how long we'll stick with it. But, Marika, could you zoom up out enough so we can at least see a bit of the right side?
Yeah, this is Marika. People have control individually, so you can either zoom in, zoom out, move around. You can do the full screen if you want to enlarge it. And Don, if you maybe want me to just briefly go over the changes compared to the previous version, as that may help people if they didn't have a chance to look at it before.
No, not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. What I want to do is go through what's involved in this. Apologize if I'm wasting time here, but again, I had the impression that folks hadn't seen how MindMap software works. Can you turn control over to me, by any chance?
This is Marika. Hold on. I'll upgrade you to a presenter. And
I didn't realize it was this
yeah.
Open.
Now you have control, and if you move the document around or zoom in, others should see the same.
Okay. Seems to be fighting me, but I'll work with what I've got. Okay. I'm used to working until I saw this kind of software without lines. And at one point, people tried to force me into using project management software, and I learned to hate it very quickly. That was back in the days of Microsoft Project, for those of you who remember it, and that was probably not a fair way to judge. But this is an outline form, you can see, but what the beauty of MindMap software is that we can kind of add on the fly as kind of a recap. Just kind of adding elements that flow from other things, but not having to worry about numbers and letters and whatever else. You can also use this software to do circles, so you come up with other characters. So you can come up with flow charts. And that's the reason, Mikey O'Connor is a big fan of it, for those of you who know Mikey. And I was a skeptic when I first started playing with it on another work group, but it makes brainstorming. That's what I was looking for. Brainstorming during the organizational phase a lot easier. So we'll work with this at least for a while, and. Now, as you can see right off the bat, we had the original categories that Jim's group had suggested. It was easy to add one, and this looks like an outline. That would have been very simple to toss in as we were talking and then branch out and start to group questions and people's points, reminders, whatever, as we go along. Mm-hmm. That's what MindMap is all about, and we'll use it, and I think you may see from looking at this why I'm thinking that you might work three and four at the same time, because they're going to draw on each other. Okay, I will turn control back to the group, and then we start the discussion. Switch over to the working version so that we can do this on-screen brainstorming I was talking about. Steve? Steve?
Am I off mute now?
Yeah. Okay, so you're on mute, or you put your hand up by accident. Okay.
No, I'm sorry. I think it would be useful If Marika would just review what the changes have been to this and where material has been added so that we get oriented on that.
Agreed. Thanks.
So this is Marika. First of all, just to add to what Don said, you know, the mind mapping tool has been used as well in other working groups and has proven very useful as well, as Don said, as a brainstorm, which is usually the starting point of a working group, and from there then to derive the work plan, which is one of the first things a working group is expected to develop. And also then at the end of the process, working groups typically come back to the mind map and say, look, did we actually cover everything we set out we were going to do? It's as well as a way of checking to really make sure that, throughout many things may happen or, we may go in different directions, to actually check back in and really make sure that we didn't forget anything we initially identified as one of the things we were going to look at or issues we're going to address. So just very briefly on the things that I've added, I'll have control here for a little bit so you can see. So basically on the basic requirements, I added some of the details on what we have already been doing. So basically, we're looking at the outreach at an early stage, the request for stakeholder group input, the EWG survey, we basically already completed our feedback there. So we're now looking at basically awaiting their feedback and then review the results when available. The working group survey of working group members is open. We have started working with our colleagues internally to look at how we can approach registrars under the 2013 REA to obtain a sample of privacy and proxy services terms and conditions. So it's an additional source of information for the working group to start looking at. And then, of course, we're looking at the categorization of charter questions and identify issues that need to be considered for each charter question. So what I then did as well is based indeed on the feedback that was received in relation to the categorization and as well as we shared on the working group mailing list. And we said, well, instead of maybe focusing on editing the charter questions themselves, maybe it's actually more helpful to actually leave the charter questions as they are for now. Indeed, look at categorizing them, but then for each of those charter questions, actually start identifying the issues or questions that have been raised, either through edits to the charter questions or through separate comments, so that these hopefully will form as well a path of addressing each of the charter questions. So basically, as you see, not for all questions we already have any specific items or things to consider, but you see for several of these, you've started identifying specific issues that have been identified by people. So the idea is that through that exercise, hopefully for each of these charter questions, there will be a list of items that the working group believes need to be considered or addressed as we go through our deliberations. And then the idea would be that at the end of that process, in the recommendations themselves, it will be obvious whether indeed the working group took the question as is or whether through its deliberations and its recommendations, further clarifications or additions have been made to the charter questions themselves. So basically our suggestion is to see if that's maybe an exercise we can start focusing on, getting out the SOAC letters and the stakeholder groups and constituency templates and actually get people to maybe focus on for each of these items. I think first of all, identify, do we have the right categories and are the charter questions aligned with the appropriate categories? And then really for each of those, dive into what are some of the issues that need to be addressed or asked. And I think also, and then some of the suggestions have been made on the call as well, what is the kind of data or information that may be needed in diving into these charter questions? Some of it may come from the EWG survey. Some may come from the research we're doing on existing terms and conditions. But there may be other sources or information the working group believes that should be gathered. And if we can start identifying that now, that will hopefully set out then as well a work plan in trying to address these charter questions. And one of the questions or issues that the working group may want to look at or address is as well, how should these be tackled? Is this, from top to bottom? Are there some that need to go first? Can some go in parallel? And if so, how should that be done? So I think we're really now at the stage, and I know there has already been a lot of substantive discussion on the mailing list, which is really good and very helpful. But I think at this stage, we're really trying to say, let's first focus on just, listing, what do we need to be talking about so that from there we can actually come to a work plan and really work in a structured way through all these items instead of maybe getting lost in the overall conversation and going in on to all kinds of different parts at the same time. So I think that's what we're trying to do with the mind map. That's some of the updates we've made so far. And I said it's really up to you to see if you like this approach or whether you think we should be approaching this in a different way. So that's where things stand.
Yeah, Marika, just for your information, you kind of seem to periodically drop in and out. I don't know. Again, for your information, if there's anything that you might do to adjust that. Okay. Kathy?
Let me come off mute. Can you hear me, Don?
Yes,
sorry, echo in the back.
Yeah, we hear you, Kat. I hear you, Kat.
You gotcha.
Sorry, I had to shut off the Adobe sound in the back. Don, thank you for the explanation of the mind map. I'm one of the people that's still getting my hands around this. But the questions that are the basis of the mind map were exactly what we were working on in the other document with Jim, and so I wanted to cross-reference that because it's hard to know which document to edit, so I started with the one I understood, which was a list of questions, and trying to encapsulate and summarize some of the really good questions that are being raised on the list that expand and, frankly, balance out the questions that have come into us as the charter questions. The questions that have come into us as the charter questions, as we know, come in from a staff report on the RAA of questions of issues that kind of weren't really decided or people weren't comfortable with after the RAA negotiations. But what it doesn't include is people who were satisfied after the RAA negotiations and really happy with the progress there. So, for example, a basic registration question that I added is, should proxy privacy services continue to be available and accessible to companies, non-commercial organizations, and individuals who seek them for legal and legitimate purposes? So I think what I'd like to do is just double-check that this is still a work in progress, that we can go back to the other document because we were invited to edit both or either, and it was kind of hard to know what the starting point was, but go back and ask, so I'd like to ask Don whether we can go back, look at some of the edits that are being suggested to Jim's outline, his grouping of the questions, and then see what questions we want to bring in here. Because, again, if we don't start, as we've talked about on the list, if we don't start with kind of a balanced set of questions, if we're only looking for exceptions but not basic rules, we may not wind up where we want to. And in the mind map, it would be good to have kind of the full balance of questions on the left side and not just kind of issues on the right. So I'm just trying to see how we cross-reference the work that's going on in both documents. Thanks.
Appreciate it. Marika?
Yeah, this is Marika. As it is difficult to edit the mind map, the idea is that people look at the document that Mary circulated and then that I then recirculated as well, and specifically look in there and make any proposed edits or additions in that document. In that, we've already tried to capture several of the comments or suggestions that have been made, either through edits that people made to the charter questions or through the conversations. But we really would like people to focus on that document. And then from there, any changes we can add
Marika,
to the mind map as needed. The document that Mary sent out yesterday with the agenda, and then I sent as well in response to, I believe that was your question, where I specifically said, please use this document. And we can circulate that again after this call, so people are clear on what we're looking input on. And it would be really helpful if indeed people would provide red line or either color code additions, so it's clear for us as well what has been added. And I said before, I think we're really trying to move away as well from actually editing charter questions, which may be a very difficult conversation because, there we would really need to get working group agreement and we probably need to go back to the council possibly. So really trying to say, instead of editing charter questions, people just list the number, the issues or items they want to address or believe are missing from the charter question or are not clear or need to be defined. So that can really be as a kind of a mini work plan for that charter question, what that, the working group would need to go through to be able to answer the charter question at the end of the day. That's the idea. And to make that clear, we'll send out that document after this call with a big headline in the subject to really make sure that people understand that that's where we would like to get the edits, as that will be the easiest as well, you know, to consolidate that into one place and get that as well into to the mind map ahead of the next meeting.
Yeah, as one quick follow-up, the reason we were focusing on maybe trying to get issues together is not to avoid rewriting or editing questions, but to rewrite, to do any editing on the questions properly, I think we need to focus on what's making us say these aren't clear, these weren't well written. And before I go to Steve, Marika, could you expand on the, what you posted in the chat?
This is Marika. I'm not really sure what you're referring to, Don.
Marika?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. You said the questions were reviewed and updated based on...
Yes, that was in response to Cassie's comment, where she initially said that the charter or the questions come from a staff document that wasn't reviewed or debated. I just clarified that staff provided that initial draft that indeed was derived from that staff document, but that was reviewed and discussed by the GNSO Council, and changes were made based on that input before it was actually adopted by the GNSO Council. So just wanted to make that clarification.
Steve? Steve?
Yeah, thanks. This is Steve Metalitz. As I looked at both the grouping of charter questions document with additional suggestions that was sent out, and looking at Kathy's email from yesterday, which, you know, again, similarly has additional questions, it strikes me that in everything that's in italics, you know, all of the sub-bullets on the 16th of January document and all of the italicized material in Kathy's email from yesterday morning, I want to support what the staff has done to put those issues kind of on the right-hand side of the mind map. These are all basically suggested answers to the questions that are being posed. And that's exactly what we should be discussing when we get into each question is, you know, Kathy's proposed answers, really, and other proposed answers from people in the working group. So I guess my question is to Kathy whether she can identify any of the material in her email of yesterday morning, which I think is the most recent version of her additional questions. Can you identify any questions that you've added there that aren't answers to the basic charter questions, or aren't suggested answers to the basic charter questions, or refinements of them? I guess my point is that these leading questions are really proposing answers that are within the scope of these questions. These are, I don't think there's any need to change the questions based on that. So I guess I'd like to ask Kathy if she agrees with that.
Don, can I respond?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, Steve, the answer is yes. There's a lot
yes.
in the proposed questions that I, in the italics, that just expands and balances so that when we look at the charter questions, we have a more basic idea what's being asked or what's not being asked. Not answers so much as considerations. So there's an issue of commercial versus non-commercial, but the overlay that we've discussed extensively on the list of a number of non-commercial organizations or commercial isn't intuitively obvious as you look at the question. The basic question of, you know, under basic registration issues, which is now a category which I appreciate, the idea that all the questions are kind of, are you unhappy with the situation? So to ask a question, are you happy with the situation as an outset? But the answer is this would take, you know, that I would actually like to ask for staff to go back and include some of the material since, you know, twice now we've been invited to edit and we've taken up the invitation to edit. One was for the letters going out. The other was for this document. And it wasn't said that we had to edit the mind map. Both documents were open. And so if I chose the wrong one, that's fine. But, yes, Steve, there's a lot in the basic underlying questions that's not answers, but opening up the questions so that a range of perspectives can be easily seen. I'd really like to urge the group in the next week, if with staff, if we could go back and look more closely at the italics questions that I circulated.
Kathy, could you?
They don't all have to be adopted, but a lot of them are really opening up the discussion to the type of things we've been talking about on the list. And
Kathy,
so it will help with the categorization and the capturing of what we're talking about. Thanks.
Kathy, could you point to one of those?
Okay, Steve, and I know Mary's hand up there for a while. Get you next.
It meets that criterion. I mean, let's look at the first one.
Steve?
Under maintenance, point two. You asked, the question is, should these providers be required to conduct periodic checks to ensure accuracy of customer contact information? And if so, how? And if so, and you read it, and if so, to what level, e.g., following the levels of validation and verification set out in the 2013 Registrar Accreditation Agreement or some other level? I think that's right, but that's already included in the question, which is, if so, how? You're just giving one example of how. So I don't see that creating a change in the question. The next one is that we be updated on PDFs. I agree with that. That's not a change in the question. That's just so that we understand what the status quo is. Next one, under basic registration issues, is, while I think it misstates basically says people could say they shouldn't distinguish between commercial or personal because today we don't distinguish. So I just don't see which of these lead to a new question. But maybe you can identify one.
Well, let me step in here. I'm concerned about getting too deeply into this. What I would like to do is suggest. Let me back up. I think, you know, I agree it doesn't change the question, but isn't Kathy's additional question there a logical type of thing to throw in as part of the mind map process? You can't answer the first without looking at the second. So it probably is worth, you know, taking suggestions, whether they're written or on the call, and just, you know, using the mind map software the way it should be used, which is to expand. I don't remember, just for the record, I don't remember any suggestion that people edit the mind map. That was just sent out for information. I can recall requests for edits were the letter, which we took and worked with, and the charter questions document. Again, as I said, I think there was some confusion about that at one point, but I hope that it clarified. Mary?
Thanks, Don. Actually, I typed my one of the things I wanted to say in the chat about the questions, because if you go back and look at the staff paper, you'll see that the questions are directly correlated to the remaining issues that were not dealt with in the RA negotiations, and they're tracked back to the WHOIS review team final report and the GNSO ALAC report, among other things. So I thought that might be helpful to working group members in figuring out where the questions came from and knowing that they really are not new questions that were created for the purpose of this working group, but that they were derived from remaining issues. That's it. Thank you.
Okay. Appreciate it. Kim?
Thanks, Don. This is Tim Ruiz. Yeah, I guess I just wanted to say that I agree that we should be able to ask additional questions or identify additional issues. I mean, in the charter even, it says that, you know, that at a minimum, these are the issues that we're to consider, but it doesn't preclude the possibility that we identify additional issues or that we have additional questions. So I think that that makes sense, that we should be able to do that as well. In fact, one of the issues that I thought of over the last few days is just that one of the things that bothered me, that has bothered registrars, I guess, in general, about the registrar accreditation process is that, you know, there's been a lot of questions about how certain parties ever got accredited and blah, blah, blah. So clearly, you know, there's many who've thought that the registrar accreditation process has shortcomings. So as one of the background documents, my question is, should the registrar accreditation process be something that we would want to review to see, you know, to help us potentially identify other issues that we may want to comment on or make recommendations on that aren't necessarily listed in these issues. So I think, you know, a process of possibly identifying other issues makes sense, and part of that would be reviewing the registrar accreditation process to perhaps help with that process.
Definitely. I think it's appropriate for I appreciate the suggestion. I think it's appropriate for just for basic research when we get to the point of coming up with an accreditation system, but also for upfront, for identifying issues you need to look at. Yeah, definitely. Okay, looks like the queue is clear. Am I control, Amr?
Thanks, Don. This is Amr. Okay. I'm sorry for jumping in late. I just wanted to say that, to me, the amendments Kathy introduced really ask for more context to the responses that we're seeking in asking these questions, and I'm not sure why there's a problem with that. Because, granted that there were certain questions that were listed in the issue report leading up to the charter, and that's fine, and we should ask these questions. But if the working group members at this point, before reaching out to the rest of the community, are looking for more answers and more context and just really input on what do you think should happen in this situation, I really don't see what the problem is in doing that. And is there a problem with the questions themselves, or are there members in the working group that think, no, we don't want to know what the community has to say about these questions? And that's, to me, that's what it sounds like, and I'm just having a problem understanding why. Thanks.
Well, to be honest, I think we kind of addressed that through our discussion. I'm not sure there's, but let me just try to summarize it. I'm not sure there's a question. There are issues about the questions themselves. I think there might be some concerns about how they're phrased and where they fit. And that's what this process is all about, is trying to come up with a good working document in the mind map, trying to come up with a good working process so that we can go forward. Marika?
This is Marika. Maybe just to repeat what I've suggested in the chat, and I think it's something that Kathy welcomed, because, you know, to Amr's point, I don't think we're trying to say that, you know, Kathy's questions or edits are, you know, shouldn't be considered or not helpful. I think what we're trying to say is that instead of discussing those as edits to the charter questions, let's just add them as questions or issues that need to be considered in working through the charter questions. And as such, I suggested that you know, we can look at Kathy's document and see if we can do it in the same way as we've done for some of the previous edits or issues that we received that, you know, you'll see in blue, and try to translate that in a similar way to, you know, more open-ended questions, saying like, well, one of the things to consider would be this or that. And then the working group and Kathy can have a look, you know, to see whether we actually captured that accurately. And again, you know, following this call, we send it out as well as a broader invitation to, I think, all working group members to look at all of these charter questions and really try to think through, you know, what are some of the things we need to think about as we try to answer this question, or what are some of the information we need to consider, or what is actually missing, you know, what needs to be also considered if you know, we want to provide a comprehensive answer to these charter questions. And maybe just one question to Kathy, because I do believe, I think the document you send didn't have any red lines. So it would be really helpful if you have a red lines version, if you could share that with us, as that would be a lot easier to derive from there, which are some of the comments or changes you have made, so we can, as said, try to translate those into the specific issues to be considered in relation to each of the charter questions.
Don, can I respond? I'm sorry to cut the queue.
No, you're reversing the queue.
Oh, I'm next to you. Marika, there's no red line. I did mine in italics because red line doesn't come through when you include it in text. So, and mine went out before yours went out. So is it possible to incorporate mine? I mean, do you want me to go back to the original document, or can you do it? And just bring in the italics, because every italics is really track changes right now.
And this is Marika. In response, yes, we can look at the italics, but as I said, what we'll try to do is actually translate those two issues underneath the charter questions, as I believe there is agreement that we actually shouldn't focus on editing the charter questions themselves, but actually try to focus on, you know, the issues or questions that need to be discussed as part of those charter questions.
Marika, if I might, what I think you're saying is that you're going to add it to the blue to the right of the mind map, and I think that's not really what we're asking for. We were Jim rearranged the groupings of the charter questions, and so we've added some new titles, but the idea was to add some additional questions, not just considerations, but actual questions that expand the considerations and balance them. So again, under basic registration issues, adding a question about whether you're happy with the current situation, because all the other questions are kind of how would you like to change it, but that starting, that foundation question, are you happy with the basic registration questions, to create a new category about publication, which is different than reveal. Reveal is about giving the contact data to a data user. Publication is about putting that contact data, which may, from our perspective in the human rights community, may involve people's lives. Publishing that in the globally available WHOIS is a different issue, and it was kind of buried in a charter question. Pull it out. It's not really to the right of the mind map, I don't think. It's a question. It's not just a question. It's a set. It's a category to be discussed. So, again, I haven't changed a single charter question except to expand or to add additional questions. Nothing's been taken out, only added. But, again, we were invited to edit the document, so I took that invitation. Thanks.
Don, can I respond?
Sure.
Yeah, this is Rick. I don't see any problem with actually adding questions as well as part of the blue, because we have done it in several occasions. So what we can look at is indeed where those fit and use them as well, because I think it makes it easier as well to track, you know, what is additions that have been made, because I think many of these are, you know, we are able to track back to some of the broader questions. If you talk about, you know, what if any other type of standard service practice that should be adopted and published, you can say, well, let's first look at, you know, what is currently in place and, you know, what works or doesn't work. I think that's a logical. But as I said, you know, we're happy to have a look at that, and then, of course, anyone can come back and see if they're unhappy with how we've tried to incorporate that. And just, you know, presumably on the broader categories and, you know, what is missing there, presumably that's something we haven't really gotten to yet. So that may be something for the full working group to review, indeed, whether there is agreement on, you know, I think there was one suggestion to rename the category and one additional one to create a whole additional category. But, you know, I leave that up for the working group to discuss whether people feel that's needed, yes or no, whether additional categories are needed. And I think that's, you know, part of the follow-up conversation, presumably, as we go through all, you know, the issues that people may identify in relation to each of these charter questions, and also identify if there are additional things that need to be added. So I think that's probably for the broader working group to debate and consider.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to follow up, but hold up on that. James?
Hi, thanks, Don. James Boyle speaking for the transcript, and I apologize in advance. I missed last week, so I'm trying to catch up with some of these issues. But listening to some of the exchange and the points made by Taffy, by Amr, and others, I just wanted to weigh in with the thought that I'm less concerned about the context of these questions. And perhaps maybe a little more uneasy about the audience, because I believe that there's this missing piece of folks that if we're going to distribute this, let's say, within the traditional ICANN channels for SO and AC feedback and then public feedback, it feels like there's a side to these questions that possibly could be directed at the actual consumers and users of these services to see if they're happy with these services, if they would like to see changes or reforms. And I don't know that we're going to capture that necessarily in our current approach if we're limiting these to just kind of be the folks that we already predictably know all of their positions on many of these issues. So I don't know if we have a plan to expand this beyond just the traditional inside ICANN circles into a wider audience of feedback, or if this is something we're just going to leave internally for the time being.
If I can, well, since nobody else is in the queue, I will step in. That's an intriguing idea. I will defer to folks on staff as to the process of doing something like that. I think we at least need to do a first, at least complete our first level of looking at these questions, so that we make sure we capture everything that the broader community might comment on. I'm concerned here that that some lines are being drawn very early in the process, and that may not be fair, but I think I'm hearing that. I would just like to avoid that. That's coming in Kathy's document were excellent. I hope some other people take the same amount of time to send us documents. But let me suggest that if we, meaning the committee, the working group, doesn't accept the format or doesn't accept the specific wording, it doesn't mean that we're against. And I'm using this broadly, could be any specific individual. I was out of commission. I'm going to go back and look at Kathy Saki a lot more closely and come up with more and more detailed thoughts. I want to encourage folks to keep open minds and suggest that the idea here is to just work this through together and question anytime somebody else raises a question. Tim?
Thanks, Don. This is Tim Ruiz. I guess I'm a little confused because I think it sounds like some are still thinking we're talking about the letters that we're sending out to the two letters, and I guess I'm under the impression we were just we had moved on past that, that those were set and are going out as is, and now we're talking about the mind map and the charter questions. Am I wrong about that? Are we still debating what's going to be in those letters?
Oh, no, no, not at all. I think the issue was how do we, should we find a way to reach, somehow reach a broader audience than those letters are going to, is a way of soliciting feedback while we're doing our work.
Okay, but the as far as the discussion we've been having about the questions and sub-questions or whether they're new questions, that kind of thing that we were talking about, that's not letter discussion.
No, that's the charter questions document, the broader one that we're going to take some time on.
Okay.
No, it's too late to edit the other one. Well, I guess that's the core of your question. No, we're talking about the internal use document, not the letters. To use my distinction. Steve?
Yes, Steve Metallis. Just 2 points. First, in response to the discussion that just occurred, I agree. I think these are basically questions to ourselves. So let's not get too hung up on where they appear in the mind map. I mean, let's make sure they're put in the right place on the right topic. But you know, these are all questions that should be discussed as we try to reach consensus in answering these questions. My second point goes to James's point. Well, in one sense, it was kind of difficult for us to try to solicit the views of consumers of proxy services because, by definition, we're unable to contact them. So I'm not quite sure how we would square that circle. But the other fact is that there are users of these services in all of the across ICANN, certainly in all of the non-contracted party house constituencies and stakeholder groups. There are users of these services. These services account for somewhere around a fifth to a quarter of all GTLD registrations. So I think if we do a good job of course we're also reaching out to the ALAC representing some individual users. So if we do a good job of reaching out to these structures, I think we will hopefully get the views of consumers of these services as well, because they are everywhere throughout ICANN. Thank you.
Appreciate that. Let me throw a question out, and this might not even be appropriate, but I'm just going to ask. Is there a process for a working group to ask for things being posted for public comment early in the process, Marika or Mary? Marika? Marika?
Yeah, it is Marika. Sorry, trying to get off mute. That's really up to the working group. There are only a few required public comment moments that the working group has, but in addition to that, it's really up to the working group how it would like to handle that. In the old iteration of the PDP working group, the working group was actually required at the initial or at the start of its work to have a public comment period and just very broadly invite input. But in the review of the PDP, it was always determined that working groups typically didn't get a lot of valuable information at that stage because, indeed, often questions were very broad and it wasn't very clear yet in which direction things were going. So from the broader public, there wasn't always a whole lot of value. But nothing is preventing a working group to actually go out and either ask specific targeted questions. We've also done it with certain working groups like in survey formats to make it easier for people to respond and really be very specific in what you're asking for. So I think it's really up to the working group as how you would like to use the different tools you have available, including a public comment forum.
Okay. Appreciate that. I think the first question is we have to just think about in that context is how much the groups we're reaching out represent these additional constituencies that we might think we could reach by some kind of public comment. Represent maybe a bad word, be able to provide the right input through our whatever means. Michele?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes. No, I got you.
Okay, sorry. Our offices are being redecorated. When I came back from Las Vegas, I discovered that my entire office had been dismantled, so my phone's barely working. Just with respect to getting feedback from the community, if it's a question of getting feedback from typical users, then it needs to be open to a fully public comment period. Because if it's just something that's being circulated within the ICANN community, that is not going to be a reflection of typical, in large inverted commas, users. ICANN insiders are hardly typical in any way, shape, or form. Thanks.
I appreciate that. Sorry for the delay there. Having trouble seeing the screen a bit. This wasn't exactly how I intended the call to go, but I think it's been really valuable. I'm hoping others had the same feeling, just getting us a handle on the dynamic and on some underlying process questions that we need to consider as we're moving forward. Rather than get into a discussion here, what I'd like to do is just ask folks to participate in the list. And I kept trying to suggest that we're getting ahead of ourselves. And I think so in terms of our process, but certainly not in terms of the issues. I mean, I've saved pretty much every message for when we get to certain stages. So I'm not suggesting that stop, but maybe spend some more time on the list, kicking these ideas back and forth. The charter questions, how we can expand on them, comments on Kathy's document, or anything that somebody else circulates. And then next week, really dive into the substance. We can't get rid of item one on the agenda, but get rid of item two, and maybe combine three and four and dive in. Again, that's what we had kind of thought about today. It didn't work, but it didn't work, at least from my perspective, in a good way. And then we get moving. Any other thoughts or questions? Michele, is that an old hand? Michele? Thank you. I guess it was. Okay. Just making sure. Anything else anybody wants to contribute here? Again, we'll move ahead a lot more focused next week, but I kind of decided early on to let it drift because I was hearing some useful stuff. Okay, I appreciate it, your time and effort. And I don't want to cut the call right now because I see Maria and Kathy is typing messages there. Participate on the phone or on the line rather than type. No, in the next minute, let me just flat out ask or suggest
Don, sorry, this is Graham Bunn. Maria Farrell.
Trying to avoid a certain term because it has bad kind of. Pardon?
Maria Farrell's asking in the chat because she can't participate by phone. She's asking about which items on the agenda you were talking about, and I think it was just the proposed agenda for this week that we're going to readdress next week. But if you could check the chat, clarify.
Yeah, I did, but for some reason I kind of stopped at where. Okay, I just clicked the chat, and a whole lot of items just kind of flowed in. I guess the Adobe Connect problems weren't. The Adobe Connect problems weren't limited to audio. No, I was talking. Item one on the agenda is always going to be item one on the agenda. Roll call and SOI. I was saying the letters are done, so they're gone. We'll kind of do, I think, 3 and 4 as a combined item and move forward and work that way next week. And maybe call Adobe for some tech support because this has been a little bit of a rough go today in a couple of ways. Okay?
Okay, thanks, Don.
All right.
Thank you, Don. Thank you, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.